we can seek support for an adult even if there was no provision in a previous order for that. Typically in family law, we have orders that say the support will go until the child is 18 or graduates from high school, whichever is later. But then we have a provision that as long as the condition existed that causes a need for support, and that need is based on a need for personal care or supervision or an inability to self-support, that you can qualify for indefinite child support. Now, those of us who have children that have gone to college know they don't seem to be able to self-support, but that's not just the key there. They have to truly have a disability that's causing that. There's not a lot of proof required. The cases indicate that a parent's testimony alone can establish that. And so we'll have time for Q&A when Mary Alice is done. And so, and I'd also refer you to the paper. It goes into a lot more of this material, and I hope you'll find it useful.
Some of what I'm going to talk about Keith's going to help me with, because when I began doing this, and I don't know, somebody asked me one day and if I would give them some advice, and you know, somebody says, you know, can you tell me something about special needs trusts? And you say, sure. And then all of a sudden you go down the rabbit hole. I don't know, you know, anything about family law other than I've been divorced. And I really don't want to go back to those memories. So, And I certainly didn't know about it in the context in Texas, and what the process is, what the people are doing, you know, who's doing what, who the parties are, what I needed to know, and how to write the orders, which Keith was very helpful in, and then how to implement the orders. And we're going to talk about the Child Support Disbursement Unit, which is an inflexible place. In my experience, which I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, they don't have a lot of experience with special needs trusts.
They don't have a lot of experience in facilitating them.
Okay.
Here's a couple of things on that issue. Do we have a representative of the Attorney General's office here?
Good question.
Okay. So their computer system cannot issue a check to an individual, trustee, or to a trust by name. The computer can only issue checks to a person, and the only suffix that can go on it is senior or junior or something like that, but not trustee. So they can't write a check that would keep the payment from being made directly to a parent, which or a child, which I think is going to be a problem. Okay? So that's one issue. Here's how we work around that. Electronic fund transfer. There is no check. The obligee just tells them to send an electronic fund transfer to an account. Parent pays child support to the Texas State Disbursement Unit. That's what the check is made out to. And then some identifying information to the case. It gets deposited into a big fund of the state's, and then the state sends the money out, including to the trust. So that'll work. I think that keeps us from having a problem with a direct payment. And when I said, what do you mean you can't write the check? What if for whatever reason someone couldn't do this electronic fund transfer? The next solution was 4D doesn't apply to adults. So you don't need to use the state disbursement unit for the payment and collection of child support for adults. So that's the other solution. Don't use our system. That works. That's what I do in my family. But Some families that won't work for. Some families need the record keeping. Some families need the eye of the state on it to make sure it keeps happening. And so not every family can just opt out of the system. But that's the other solution that the state disbursement unit has. Now, there are some people that think they can get that changed. We shall see.